It is Sunday, February 10th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We have to digress before you ever hear us because we're thinking about, oh, do you want to do that? Do you want to do this? What did you hear about? Yeah.
Because there's so much to do.
Because now we're here to tell you that there's something I really want you to go do this week.
Okay, what is it?
It's a topic that I take really seriously. Mar Leverett is going to be in Fort Smith talking about the West Memphis Three.
She's covered this story from way back when.
Pretty much from the beginning.
Yes.
She said she met Damian Echols 2 weeks after his trial. She's gotten to know the other boys better. She's working with Jason Baldwin on a new book called Devil. It's not Devil's Knot. It's
no,
Not Untied
wrote,
or
yeah.
something. If you don't know the story, how can I tell it without telling you my opinion, which I'm not supposed to do? Three little boys were murdered in West Memphis a long time ago in 1993.
Right.
Very quickly, three teenage boys were arrested and charged with the murders. They were boys in black.
They were convicted.
And they were convicted.
Remain convicted.
Yes.
They still are convicted murderers. But that
even though they were
plea,
released,
yes,
right, last
an
year?
Plea, which is very, very rare.
Which allowed them to be set free while and maintain their innocence while still being
considered not having
guilty.
It overturned. Yes.
As we said, Mar Leverett's written about it all along. She published The Devil's Knot, The True Story of the West Memphis Three. She's completing Justice Knot. That's the title of it.
Right.
There have been all kinds of documentaries made by HBO about it. Paradise Lost, I think they're working on number 4.
I think so.
Anyway,
there's the movie in production.
Yes, the fictionalized
right.
version. She'll speak. Mar will speak at 1:30 Wednesday in the Reynolds Room of the Smith Pendergraph Campus Center at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith. She'll do a question and answer session and then a book signing. And if you're not familiar with this story, Google it.
No offense, but I don't know how you couldn't be. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and the fact, you know, with the Alfred plea, it's so rare that you have someone go from death row to freedom when the conviction isn't overturned. I mean,
right.
it's such a rarity. Such a rarity. It's such an intriguing story.
One of the questions I asked Mara was what the legacy of the case is. And she said it's only beginning to be felt, that it's being studied in law schools and criminal justice classes. It was an interesting, the first time I think that the public ever rose up and celebrities rose up and donated money.
It wasn't like Johnny Depp.
Oh, and
And Matthew McConaughey. I don't.
Henry Rollins.
Natalie Merchant from the Dixie. Or not Natalie
10,000
Merchant.
10,000 Maniacs.
No, not Natalie Merchant, but Natalie from the Dixie Chicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know her last name.
Eddie. Who's the Pearl Jam lead singer?
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder. All of them.
So, like I said, if you're not familiar with it, people are still very polarized about it. I have
yes.
friends who,
here we are,
get up in arms about this whole thing. So, form your own opinion. If you don't know the story, Paradise Lost 3 Purgatory will be screened at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Tuesday in the Reynolds Room. And then on Wednesday, you can go hear Mara Leverett speak. Also this afternoon, there's a trunk show at Crystal Bridges Museum Store. It's a Keller's Candies trunk show. How can you go wrong?
What kind of candies are Keller's Candies?
I don't know, but we should go find out.
I
know it's from
like
11
chocolate.
To 6. I'm sure they're chocolate. It's this time of year. And the show is called Love and Chocolate.
I didn't let you get there.
There's Family Sunday at Crystal Bridges from noon to 5. There's going to be music by Jeff Porter and the Claptet, Valentine making, family gallery tours. Memphis wraps up today at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville with shows at 2 and 7:30. And at 3, a little whodunit set in the 1930s, Night Must Fall at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. That ought to keep you busy for a while.
Natalie Maines. That's who's in the
Natalie Dixie Maines.
Chicks. Yes.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.